Following is a Scutch Media production.
It's Beach House in Nantucket. Three fans say go. Look at us, we're taking it in the face.
Rolling with Jabonis.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Pete Podcast. I'm your host, Peter Joseph. With me, as always, is my much better half, Marnie Joseph, running the engineering from back there. Say hello.
Hello.
There she is. It's unbelievable.
I'm here.
Welcome inside our minds. It's going to be a roller coaster.
Scary thought.
This episode is simply nothing more than explain, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to us?
The people deserve to know
why we're doing this to them. And I guess the best way to say is give a little history on us. We are two corporate goons. Said, I can't take this shit anymore. I'm out. Started to do what we do best. We know marketing and sales. I got to know a little bit of content creation and working with some audio visual equipment. I had always kind of fiddled with my whole life. I'm a old musician and kind of knew some of this crap. And Marnie comes from PR and couple other things in her past, so we kind of started merging the two, and we created a marketing company that focuses on content through content engines, i.e. podcasts, and then we use those to drive your marketing campaign. So we figured if we have all this beautiful equipment just sitting around at our disposal, we might as well do one too.
Yeah.
Does that kind of sum it up?
That sums it up.
Kind of sums it all in right here.
Yeah.
Really does. So, that's why we decided to do this. We're based in Atlanta, Georgia. Those of you that know Atlanta, we're right off the Beltline. So, and we also noticed that started working through our clients' asks and needs. We started to meet some pretty incredible people, which is another reason that we wanted to start this, because now it's like, hey, we get to tell some pretty cool stories. That's us. And anything you would like to add?
No, I think you summed it up nicely. That's it. This is our passion project.
It's a passion project. It's like passion fruit.
We've gotten the opportunity to talk to some really cool people and are hopefully going to continue to get those opportunities to talk to cool people. And it's what we're doing.
We'll see where it goes. So anyway, we're just gonna jump in to kind of what this podcast is gonna entail. It's gonna be a moosh-boosh, a potpourri of a bunch of shit. We've already got five interviews in the can right now. One of them is so incredible. It could have been broken into three parts, but one is gonna be two actual episodes.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a long one.
And it's just, we could have went longer. It's probably one of the best. I'm pretty fortunate to have had the opportunity to interview him early in our podcast career. And what we were talking about is Jumaine Jones, the NBA Hall of Famer.
He is in the Hall of Fame.
He is in the Hall of Fame.
And he talks about that.
We'll explain why.
Yeah.
The Goodwill Games ambassador.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Represented the USA.
Played with both Kobe and AI.
Legends.
And speaks pretty in-depth on both of those. But I'm so pleased to have had one of my first, and our first interviews. You know, it was pretty incredible. And we're going to have Jumaine back in season two, because we haven't even touched on some of the other stuff in his life, which is pretty, you know, incredible. But I can tell you one thing. This man is a gentle giant. Until you question anything about him with basketball. And, you know, sitting across this man at lunch over a patty melt and saying, hey, what if I ever just wanted to come out with you and maybe play horse? And he's like, I'd whoop your ass. From that into, man, thanks so much for having me on. It was a really good time. And from that to, I'd whoop your ass, as you could truly see the competitiveness in some of these men. And it's pretty incredible. So That's going to be our first episode out of the shoot. That's going to be in two pieces, correct?
First two, yeah.
Yeah, first two. So look for that in our upcoming, just to kind of give you guys a little bit. But we also interview the incredible Ankit Patel, who is also known as the Chennai guy. This guy is a musical genius, for lack of a better way of saying it. But he has chosen the Chennai as his axe.
Mm-hmm.
His weapon of choice to express himself. He could play keyboards, he could play a little bit of guitar in this, but this man has chosen the Chennai. Chennai.
So what is the Chennai for those folks that may not know what that is?
For those folks that do not know what the Chennai is, and that's the
pronunciation. That's the proper pronunciation.
It is a woodwind instrument with a metal bell, looks a little bit like an oboe or a bassoon. Not a bassoon, but it's double-reeded.
Double-reeded, yep.
It is, there's no valves on it. It's more just kind of fingers over holes. Mm-hmm. And it gives a very unique tone. Very unique tone that
very cool.
is used in Indian weddings and Indian celebrations to awaken, to let people know, yo, we coming, i.e. bass in your car.
Yeah.
Right. We all have these, you know, but this was this, and it's a spiritual instrument, but we get in depth on this stuff. Like we start talking pretty incredible things, and to see where that has taken him into the world of world music, like this guy.
And what he's going to do with it still.
Oh,
like where he's going with it.
It's incredible. We talk about an upcoming show that he has,
Here in Atlanta,
that's a world music event that I think we should all... We're going to hit on all this, and it's going to come out before the event, so don't worry, you'll know. But Ankit Patel, the Chennai guy.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it blew my mind.
You guys have a little bit of a jam sesh, too.
We do.
You do?
I get back to my old days of playing the drums, but it's just said one drum. But it's great. Like you're gonna, it's pretty impressive what two musical minds that have never met, and just what music can do for two people that have never been
it's
in a room
anymore.
Yeah, and we actually jam, and I'm not embarrassed of it.
No, it's great.
And I'm
it's
embarrassed
great.
Of everything.
It's great, stuff.
But it's great. So please check out, that'll probably be episode 3, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to give you a few of the upcomings we've got here, you know, and then we are trying to make this the common man's masterclass, because these people exist, masters of what they do exist on your plane.
Everyone has a story to tell and a lesson to teach people.
Agreed.
And there are a lot of lessons to be learned out there beyond just what is featured in mainstream media or has the biggest voices out there. And I think that's what we've learned as we're interviewing these folks, and that's what we're trying to do.
They're in the common population, everyone.
Yeah.
These people could be right next to you and you had no idea that they're pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, they really take something to the next. Like just sitting with, like I said, sitting with Jermaine and talking with this man, the minute that basketball came up in any way, just playing horse, he was like, I'm destroying you. Like, I have to. It's what I do. And it's pretty incredible. Like, with Ankit's, the same thing. Like, they have this burn in their eyes. You know, and I want to show that in culinary. I want to show that in, you know, whether it's film arts, theater arts, whatever that is, like cooking, building a car. I don't give a shit. Like, come to me with that look in your eye that makes you do that, and that's what this podcast is going to be about. It really is. Like, it's going to be taking more people that just excel at that thing.
Yeah.
That thing, and we want to spotlight them. And that's it's kind of what we've fallen into, you know? I mean, we thought this was going to be, and it's going to be fun times. We're going to do some crazy, stupid shit. We are. We're just because it's what's going to happen.
Because that's our life.
But what we're learning is, we want to show some pretty incredible stuff that we're just being handed with. Hey, they're right here. So
have you met so-and-so?
Have you met? No, but I would love to talk deeper. So, you know, comedians, we've already gotten the can.
Yeah. Filmmakers,
incredible people on the docket that we're going to come through. And it'll be a lot of us too. Like, we might just do some episodes, to be honest. We like to dig into weird stuff. We like conspiracy theories. We love aliens. I love me aliens. I do. I like to track that stuff.
And
like,
I love me a good conspiracy theory.
Barn loves herself.
I love a TikTok rabbit hole.
A TikTok.
Send me down it.
Nothing makes us happier, to be honest. And that you're going to find here on the Pete Podcast. You know, it's going to be that in a nutshell. So I just wanted you guys to know what the hell you're watching and why you're watching it. Is like, in my opinion.
Or listening.
Or listening, watching or listening. We are available. Check us out on YouTube. See what this ugly mug looks like. My wife's beautiful. I'm not so much. But take a look. Take a look, see. See, who is this voice, this face behind the voice? It'd be nice. Or listen, anyways, appreciate it. But strap in, everyone. It's the, you're going to feel the sting of the Pete Podcast. should be good times. Super excited. Anything else you'd like to add, my love?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing? How long have we been rolling for?
We've only been rolling for 13 minutes.
Chapter one of a book is never long. Hey, it's a beach house in Nantucket. It's three friends, and something is awry. It's a beach house in Nantucket. Three friends say, go fuck it. Look at us. We're taking it in the face.
You're insane.
Put that out as a...
That's going to be the intro.
Is it? That's a beach house in Nantucket by the Pete Podcast crew. It's a beach house in Nantucket.
That's going to be the intro. Yeah. There it is.
There it is, everyone. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for the first ever episode of the Pete Podcast. It was a blast. I hope you are ready to strap in. We have a lot of incredible stuff coming your way. And do me a favor. If you've liked what you've seen here, please subscribe, ring the bell, check all the boxes. It really does help us out a lot. And check me out at Scoochie Pete on Instagram. Hit me up in my DMs. Let me know if you're in town. If you think you're one of those people with a special twinkle in your eye and you think you'd be a great guest for this podcast, I'd love to hear why. Is that it? Is that all we got?